This is Pastor Ron Brammer. I want to welcome you to Rock Power Radio. Rock Power Radio is the radio ministry of Rock Power Church. We are a non-denominational, independent church. Our purpose in bringing you these programs is to encourage you to put God first in your life, to trust God, to seek first the kingdom of God, because the Bible says the just shall live by faith. This week we're talking about healing. Hallelujah. God wants to heal you. God is not the author of sickness. God is not the purveyor of sickness. Sickness is an enemy. God came through Jesus Christ to undo all the works of the enemy. He came to give man things that are good. He said, I came to give you life. Well, the Bible says the life of God will heal you. It'll quicken you. The Holy Spirit will quicken your mortal body. Not your death body, not your dead body, your mortal body. That's healing. God is a healer. There are hundreds of scriptures that prove it. And there are no scriptures that say he does not heal today. That is a tradition of man. And Jesus said, the traditions of men make the word of God of no effect. Why? Because faith comes by hearing. And if you do not hear the truth, you cannot believe the truth, because faith begins where the word of God is known. Unbelief begins where other things are known. The Bible says, without faith, it's impossible to please him. Healing pleases God. How do we get healed? By hearing. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God, not hearing by the traditions of men. God is restoring the idea of healing in these last days, because it is vital for the body of Christ to preach a message of power and victory, not a message of we're relying on the courts and the ballot box to change things. We're relying on Jesus Christ and the Word of God. You've probably all heard this if you've been in any kind of churches. I hear it on the radio sometimes. People say, and they're well-meaning, they say, well, don't ever let anybody tell you that God wouldn't heal you because you don't have faith. And I thought, well, do you tell people they're not saved for that reason? I mean, you can't be saved without faith. Now, if God would not save someone because they don't have faith, then certainly the same thing applies to everything else. It's by faith. The just shall live by faith, period. Yes, healing is withheld for lack of faith, because that's the rules that God has established. And we're going to look here in a minute at why. For with the heart man believes unto healing, and with the mouth confession is made unto healing. For the scripture says, whoever believes on him shall not be ashamed. For there's no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. See, you have to call upon him. And here's the rest of it. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be healed. How then shall they call on him? You know, he said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. I'm Jehovah Rapha, it says. And he never changes. But most people have never heard that. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be healed. How then shall they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they've not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they've be sent, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the good news of peace, and bring glad tidings of good things, not just one thing, but good things. But they've not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah said, Lord, who's believed our report? You have to believe. So then here he sums it up. So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. People will go to the doctor, and the doctor will say, you have this and such. They believe it. They don't doubt it. And they die from it. Why? Because they have faith in it. They believe it. Where then is the boasting? It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 27, it's excluded by what law of works? No, by the law of faith. Faith is a law. Faith is a law. The law of faith says that faith comes by hearing, and that salvation or healing comes after you believe the word and put it in your mouth and in your heart. There's not anyone here that was ever born again until you heard. Jesus didn't die the day you heard. Jesus didn't do anything. He already did it. Now, once you believe, the Holy Spirit did something. But the Holy Spirit didn't do anything until you heard and until you believed. Now, God's not willing that any should perish. But people perish. Why? Because they've not heard, they've not believed, they've not received. And it's time. Frankly, the world is getting to be a dangerous place. We all know what happened in Paris yesterday. Those people are sincere, but they're sincerely and deadly wrong. And it's time for the church to stand up and start declaring the power of God. You know, T.L. Osborne, I don't know if any of you know who he is, he's an old evangelist that's passed away now, but he was a missionary evangelist. And as a young man, he and his wife Daisy went to India. And they were pretty successful young pastors here in America. And he said, we got over there and we failed totally. Because I took my nice leather Bible and I said, this is the Word of God. And the Muslims took their nice leather book and said, no, this is the Word of God. He said, what is that? I don't even know what that is, he said. They said, well, that's the Quran. He said, well, I don't know what that is, but this is the Word of God. And you know what they said? Prove it. Prove it. And he said, I came home defeated because he couldn't prove it. But thank God he learned to prove it and went back and had tens of thousands of people around the world healed by preaching the gospel. Faith is a law. It works. You have to hear. You have to believe. Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Notice it puts death first. We always quote that, life and death. But the Bible doesn't put it that way. It's death and life. Why? I kind of think there's more death spoken than there is life spoken. That's my opinion. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And those who love it will eat its fruit. Proverbs 12:18 says, there is that speaketh rashly, like the piercings of a sword. But the tongue of the wise is health. Isaiah 57:19 says, I create the fruit of the lips. God says that. I create the fruit of the lips. You know, Jesus said, whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, shall not doubt in your heart, but shall believe those things that he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he says. Why? Because God creates the fruit of the lips. It says, I create the fruit of the lips, peace, peace to him who is afar off and him who is near, says the Lord, and I will heal him. When will he heal him? After he creates the fruit of the lips. Why faith? People think that faith is unfair. But God says this in Romans 4:16 through the Apostle Paul. He said, it is of faith that it might be by grace, to the end that the promise might be sure to all the seed, and not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. Nothing could be easier than faith. Faith is the easiest thing God could think of. Amen. How would you like to have to get things by keeping the law of Moses? No, you wouldn't like that. He made it of faith because faith is the easiest thing God could think of. You have to call on God. That's God's plan. So if life and death are in the power of the tongue, and if he creates the fruit of your lips, then what you put in your mind and then in your mouth and then in your heart will determine sickness and health. Amen. Luke 8:18, very important scripture, says, take heed therefore how you hear. Take heed. The word take heed means pay strict attention to how you hear. People say, oh, you know, I've heard all that. You ever hear anybody talk to somebody about what the Bible says? Oh, I've heard that. What are they going to get? Nothing. Because take heed how you hear. You cannot treat God's word like some comedian on television. You have to treat it. You have to hear the Word of God. I can remember when I first got saved and started reading the Bible. I mean, it was just unbelievable to me what was in the Bible. Just full of life. And I took it as the Word of God. If you want it to work for you, it isn't just some philosophy. It isn't some man's opinion. It's the Word of God, and you have to hear it as if it's the Word of God. And if someone says something contrary to it, well, then they've said something contrary to God. And who's right? God is right. Take heed, therefore, how you hear, for whosoever has, to him shall more be given, and whoever has not, from him shall be taken even what he seems to have. There's a lot of people think they have something, they don't have it. Amen? Do you treat God's Word like it's living and holy? You know, God and His Word are one. Do you believe it's active and full of power and not void of power? You know, God says, I watch over my Word to perform it. When? When you hear it, when you believe it, when you speak it, when you receive it. His Word is, He's not willing that any should perish, but He can't stop them from perishing till they hear. That's what the Bible says. And of course, them hearing is our job. Mark 4:24, and He said to them, take heed what you hear. Take heed what you listen to. By your standard of measure, it shall be measured to you. And more shall be given you besides. By what standard do you measure God's Word? You've all heard people who have been to the doctor, and they can tell you everything the doctor said about what's wrong with them. They can pronounce these unpronounceable medicines. They've looked them up. They know everything about these medicines. They're not taking heed to what they hear. You can always tell those people that will sit there and tell you about their medicine. I'm taking 8 kinds of medicine and this and that, and goes on and on and on and on. They're not going to get help because they want to talk about their sickness instead of about their healing.
Thank you for the privilege of speaking to you today, tuning into this radio program. As we've been announcing for several weeks, we now have Healing School every Thursday night at 7 p.m. The lesson that you heard today was an excerpt from our first Healing School, and we are emphasizing the fact that we base our faith, we base our knowledge, we base our beliefs on the Word of God, not the word of any man, not the word of any textbook. The Word of God is our textbook, and God watches over that Word to fulfill it. So we are having Healing School Thursday nights at 3119 Southwest 30th Street. You're all welcome to come, and I sincerely believe the body of Christ needs to get a revelation that God still heals today. And He does it through His Word and through His Spirit and through you, the body of Christ.